something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
Canada's golden girls. The soccer women won the gold medal, buds.
Hey, I'm moving in. I moved in even. I moved.
And I made a friend at CRA. It's all coming up right now on TNT.
Hello.
There he is.
How's it going, bud?
Good. A Saturday sneaky rip.
I like the Saturday sneaky rips. Apologize to the buds for a little bit late this week, but it's been busy for both of us.
Well, like maybe the busiest week of your life. Is that overstating it?
No, that would be perfect. Like to the point where over the last couple days, I've felt kind of numb, where you don't know what's happening. And just by, like, I looked at my phone, the steps, and I give my phone to Annalise a lot to play games or whatever. And I've been, like, probably banging out at least between 12 to 16,000 steps every day.
Whoa.
With just from walking back and forth to Home Depot or wherever, up and down the stairs. It's just been, like, a kind of like a slow marathon chipping away and just... Well, you know, it's been great in terms of seeing how fast we've come. Like 3 weeks ago from where this house was to now is amazing. We're in rooms, right? And so it's just, it's been quite the whirlwind. Definitely the most stressful time ever, for sure.
Right, right. Do you know what I just remembered? This is such an aside. When I filled in on Q, when Gian Gomeshi was the host of Q, he had certain settings on the mic to make his voice sound super deep and pervy.
Come on. And what then, do you mean? Like it would, how does that, would, like just the bass, crank the bass?
Yeah, crank the bass, make it sound way more like that. So when guest hosts came in, he instructed the technicians to put it back to zero or whatever.
Oh man, that's
some greasy stuff.
Insecurity.org.
Insecurity.org. I just thought of that for a second when I was listening to you going, right, right, right. Does it feel, first of all, does it feel like home yet? How are you sleeping in your bed? Like,
yes.
Is it working?
That's what I love about it off the top. Like, even before we got here, it felt like home. Just sitting in the backyard or, like, walking around, taking Rebs for a rip around the block. Like, it's just quieter. And exactly what we were looking for.
Yeah. You know?
It was just so busy.
Have you had a chance to like sit out in the backyard in the evening or that stuff yet, or it's just wide open?
One thing that's, you know, when you have people working in the house all the time or painting or sawing floors or whatever, you kind of got to get out of there. So I spent a lot of time kind of hanging around in the backyard and, there's so many plants here and trees that need watering. And there's like the nice water reservoir of the two barrels. If it rains, they're ram jammed, but like it hasn't rained in a couple days. So we're low on water because one of the hoses has to be redone because of the kitchen or whatever. You know how water works?
Yeah.
So we're down to the hose in the front, but like... watering the flowers and plants is actually, it takes like 45 minutes of like solid.
Whoa, because there's so many?
Yeah. Yeah. I've never seen so many different plants and they're all like so beautiful. I have the plant, you know, app where you take a picture of the leaves and there's so many different things that are like incredible that you don't want to let it die. It's like there's currants and gooseberries. There's a cherry tree, pear trees, there's grapes, there's all kinds of vegetables, there's all tomatoes and chives and different kinds of lettuce. Like, it's just crazy.
Man.
There's so much stuff. And then the flowers are nuts. There's daisies and like Shasta daisies and lilies and it's crazy. I don't even know all the plants. Like, Wendy, our neighbor at our old place, is all about it. So she was walking around like, oh my god, like there's hedges, I'm trimming hedges, bud, like super square and like round trees.
Oh yeah,
and
you're gonna have to get a steel hedge clippers.
Yeah, you know, like Yeah, I need the Husqvarna. I need one of those but I did it pretty good with the trimmers, like the hedge old schools. But there's those big ball plants that, you know, the huge shrubs that are ball. And then there's like the ones that are like pine bushes, but they're round and stuff. Like it's really a lot of, like this guy was hardcore, like into it. So that's, he was retired and that's all he did was gardening. And so they're so beautiful that I don't want him to go anywhere. I don't want them to dry up. So, yeah, that's a whole other level I've added. I like it, man. I like the gardening, the watering and stuff. It's
peaceful.
It's fun. Well, because it's life. You see the life. It's like, oh, God damn, I'm thirsty. And it's like, oh, thanks, man. Oh, man. Like, you can feel it if you do it on the reg, right?
That's the plants going, oh, man?
Yeah, for sure. The plants are like, God damn, give me some water on after like the SpongeBob when he's all dried up. Because you see the soil's just so dusty around. And it's like, ah, give me, ah. And you see it, it's like, oh, yeah. Just guzzling the water everywhere. You're puking. You're so thirsty, you're throwing up.
Oh my God, thank you. Thank you so much. I was thirsty. Oh my God.
You get all up, but you hit it again. You're like, whatever, man. This is awesome.
It's funny. I didn't picture plants to talk like Janice from The Muppets.
Well, if you give...
Hey, thanks, you give, man.
If you give them a voice, it's like your vacuum, man. Like, but plants are the real deal. You can, if you start vibing with their personality, it's like you can sense it. It's awesome.
But
get these fucking caterpillars off me, motherfucker!
See, I've never imagined them that wow.
That's the oak trees. What the fuck are you doing looking at me this whole fucking year? They're fucking all over me, you motherfucker! That's the tree yelling at you in the house.
As you stand doing the dishes, watching it out the window?
You're just sitting there having a great day, like, come here, I'm cutting the line, you son of a bitch! They're everywhere! Oh, I'm screaming.
I guess I think because they're so still and calm, I kind of imagine they would talk more like this.
Yeah, but not when they're all getting eaten by caterpillars all everywhere.
I guess those trees are freaking.
Have you ever seen a calm, collective person lose it? Right? Like,
yeah, it's
they're
great.
Usually the more, they're the most crazy ever, right? I haven't snapped in 10 years. I'm going to do it right.
So what part of the day do you water the things? First thing in the morning?
Because
you're not supposed
early.
To do it midday, right?
Yeah, you don't want to. Well, you don't want to touch any of the leaves or the flowers with the sun burling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can maybe do like a little underneath bang. You know, like if there's nothing there, you're better off to... Just try and hit the roots.
Sneaky roots, yeah.
Yeah, but, I was getting my grass chops last year. Now I'm getting the full bore of everything.
Well, how is Wendy doing with you guys moving? Is she sad?
I think they're thinking of moving now.
Really?
Their other friends, Tom and Lisa, they live on just the Moray. They're always together every week hanging out. And they just sold their house, so they're moving. They're doing the Aurelia sneak, right? So I think that's it. Their friends in the neighborhood aren't there. So it's like, well, then you kind of feel like, well, what's the point, right? Let's cash out and go get something we like. Who knows, right? They've been there since the early 80s, so...
Whoa.
You can't really lose, you know, selling your house there.
So how many tradespeople have been in your house this week? This is what I've concluded. It is one of my pet peeves in the world. I feel like I really like people. I enjoy meeting them. I am happy to hire people that do specific things. All I ask, Like, I will never try to beat you up on your price or take a long time to pay you. I'll pay you quickly and in full. Just do what you said you were going to do. Yeah. As long as you do what you said you were going to do, we'll get along fine. But I know in some cases with trades, they're trying to serve a bunch of masters at the same time, and it's kind of a timing thing because you can't do the electrical till the plumbing's done, and they don't want to have days where they have nothing to do while they're waiting. So it's kind of a house of cards. But it is also pretty frustrating for consumers sometimes when they don't show up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've been lucky. But I think by starting, like I said, all the floor people were incredible, amazing. The baseboard people, the floors, the trim, the stairs folks, they were all crushing it. But I don't know. There's usually 5 to 6 people a day in here. And, like, for example, it's Saturday, and there were two tile buds, and the HVAC guy came in.
Whoa.
And tomorrow, I guess we're going to do a little bit of demoing, getting rid of some stuff in the garage to put the central vac unit in there.
Are you doing that? So are you doing the demo stuff?
No, I got a bod coming in. The painter we have is Mo. He's a great dude. And he's got some good buds, Brian and Steve. They're fun to hang out with. They paint, and they're all kind of jack of all trades guys, right? So if they can't do, or they'll be doing one thing, but I'll say, well, this have to get this done, and they're like, well, I can do this. I'm a mason or whatever else. Like, there's a little bit of everything.
Crossover so, buds.
Yeah, so we've been lucky to have people that are hardworking and good people. So, but there's a lot of people coming and going, and like you said, it's just kind of when you're, I guess, contracting your own jobs. That's part of it is making sure everything's flowing properly and there's no one getting in anyone else's way. Because that's what everybody wants when you hire them, is just make sure that I can do what I have to do. And so it's just a lot of little juggling and coffee runs and hanging out.
Because you're kind of the contractor.
Yeah.
You're teeing everybody up. And are you sourcing materials too?
Yep. Everything.
Like you're going to get flooring and picking it up and bringing it stuff?
Yep.
Crazy.
Not the big stuff, but like grout and paint and all the we did get the tile, but that was previous. A Kijiji bang. Lisa scored some porcelain Italian tile.
What?
On Kijiji. Yeah, it's insane. This stuff is wicked. We just put it in the kitchen. We're going to put it in the foyer at the front. It's got like a... It looks like you're looking into the solar system vibes. You know what I mean? It's kind of slate vibes, but also there's patterns that are in it. So it just has, it's nice. And it's solid porcelain. So it's, if you drop something on it and chip it, it's not going to be like all of a sudden some gray. It's going to be the same thing all the way through.
Oh, zeum.
Yeah.
Is everyone into having their own room?
Oh man, yeah. That's interesting. There was no sadness at leaving. They're so psyched. When can I set up my room? The independence of having their own room has like trumped the whole like missing the house or going back. None of that. It's just been so positive. And the neighbors at all the new neighborhood are amazing people, really cool, nice. So, it couldn't be better, man. Couldn't be better.
Well, I'm happy for you. Did you have any? Thank you. Did you have any of the tinglies as you were pulling out of the driveway for the last time?
No. I even drove by a couple times after, and I didn't get any tinglies.
Are the maps living in there?
No. They're going to keep it as their cottage. How's that? That's pretty awesome.
Are they really? They
live like 15 minutes away. Yeah. And I got to say, it's pretty funny. When they bought the house, they kind of showed up in a little kind of old BMW banger. And when they came to get at the keys, there was like a brand new Porsche Cayenne.
Really?
Jamaican. It's like, yeah, yeah, man.
Loaded.
That's so crazy.
So loaded that you can buy a house with cash, keep the other one for, you know, let's not move in there. Let's just hold on to it. Wow.
That's some dough.
Some dough.
Did you happen to watch the Canadian women's soccer game?
I saw it while picking up Jack Astor's takeout for dinner because we don't have a kitchen.
Of course.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, it was incredible. I saw like the quick synopsis. It was like a half hour version of it.
Yes.
Because I heard about it and followed a little bit of it on social media. But wow, yeah, it was amazing, incredible, and couldn't be better. And Christine Sinclair finally getting her due. Like, wow, so amazing. Perfect.
It really was. And it was very moving. And I was trying to figure out why I was so moved. And you just can't help but think about all the teammates and neighbors and coaches and friends and people that went to high school with them and people that said they should quit. And the heat was outrageous, and the game was so even. Like, they really, to be honest, got outplayed in the first half and came back in the second half. It's so inconceivable that a game could be that close and they could still determine a winner. Like, you know, people have mixed feelings on penalty kicks, but man, it was just, there's something about the Olympics. The girls and I were watching, I don't even know what it's called, speed walking, for lack of a better term, the other day. And like, there are penalties, there are timeouts, there are, if you leave the ground, like you start to jog when you're supposed to be speed walking, which is tempting when you're trying to go fast, some math will step out with a sign that says like 2 minutes, and you have to stand there for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I didn't know
That's
that.
Weird.
But it just makes you think, like, the innate drama of athletes who have spent 4 years preparing for this 30 seconds on the world stage, like the risk and reward ratio and the commitment they have to their, a lot of these sports that you've honestly never really heard of. That's the wild thing.
The coolest thing is this has been probably the biggest Olympics for women in the history of this country.
Yeah, it's wicked.
It's been so empowering and amazing to see. I think there were that was also probably the element, just to see the difference that it's not just another male team winning a gold medal. It was just a whole other experience, and just to see the women, like Penny, dominating the whole Olympics, and just, it's just a great thing that was needed for sport in Canada. It's going to be a huge boost for the future.
Well, maybe that is at the root of it. Maybe that is what I found so emotional about it, what it does for the women's game. And soccer is a sport that's kind of late-ish to this country, and it's been bigger all over the world than it has been here.
Yeah.
But it was neat. It was neat. There were some gutsy coaching decisions, making late subs and putting in young players with fresh legs, but little experience on the world stage. And it's the kind of thing that, had it backfired today, people would be like, man, see, I knew they shouldn't have done that stuff. But it did. I did feel bad for Sweden.
Like, thinking about soccer in the 80s, like, I remember we were kids, like the Blizzard or whatever, like it was just such a small thing. And now to see that Canada is dominating the world in women's soccer, and it actually, you know, just, I would never have thought that'd be the case in the 80s.
No.
You know, just the way things were with sport, and how big you saw soccer being around the world. And that, again, proves, as Canada, as a nation, to put the kind of money and initiatives into women's soccer, you know, that more than other countries around the world that should have been doing that for decades, you know. So it's just, again, leading and by example that you can have success if you put some thought and funds into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It was a wonderful moment for Canada, and could have just as easily gone the other way. And just such a fine, razor sharp line between winning and losing.
I still like to see like a regular guy from the crowd running with, you know, Andre DeGrasse, just to see the difference. Like how fast they run compared to like you or I. Just like, okay, boom. Okay, we're gonna have this regular guy from Scarborough on the blocks just to give you guys a feel for what this is. Like in sport, you know, they do stuff like that.
Well, it is inconceivable.
Boom, shot. The guy wouldn't even be at the 25% part of the track. They're done. 9 seconds. How far could you get in 9 seconds on a 100-meter dash?
Well, it takes me about five to get off the couch.
I think that I could do, honestly, my 9 seconds, I think it would come around 33 meters. 33? I don't know. What about 40? I'm thinking it's like, for us, I don't know, like it's 25 seconds would probably be pretty fast. No? For 100 meters?
Well, I kind of want to, try now.
I know, I kind of want to see. Maybe it's like worse, it's like 43 seconds, really? Come on, yeah, maybe, could be that bad.
This is the other thing, they're young, like what? Many of them. Like
they're running like 40 kilometers an hour or something, right?
Is it that fast?
High 30s, yeah, it's something crazy like that. So I think I don't know how fast we could run, maybe like you saw in The Office when they're running and it's like 8 miles and they're 10 miles.
There's a 14-year-old Chinese diver, 14, that scored 2 perfect 10s to win gold. Like 14 years old. A child.
14. So, well, that shows you how much progress you can make when you have talent. That's it. Right? Like if they started at like 4, that's a long time, I guess. If you're already ripping it up at 6 or 7, you're just crushing it.
Yeah.
Wow. Practice, though.
It's nutsky.
Imagine the practice.
Imagine the practice. Like a pole. I was watching the women's pole vaulting. And there's a...
Imagine us trying that.
Oh, my gosh. It's... That would be... Insane. It's inconceivable. There's a woman named Annika Newell from, I think she's from Saskatchewan, and she's phenomenal, but she missed her jumps at the whatever 4.8 meter mark, and they're like, man, you know, she's just really not bringing it today.
What, you know those, what, those big horse that when they jump the big cow thing with the handles on it? Like they run and they jump on the springboard and they jump over that horse-looking thing.
Oh yeah. Whatever. Okay, yes.
Like imagine you or I trying that. Like for sure, 100%. That horse cow thing with the saddle on it would hit me right in the chest after I jump.
The what's it called? A something horse. Like
running right into it. Is it the pommel horse? No, that's a different thing. What do they call that big cow with the things on it?
I'm going to the Google on it. Horse vault? Oh, it is. That's a horse? Men's pommel horse. Good for you.
Yeah, okay. When they run and pump off. So that's the same thing that they get on and start doing the crazy flying around, right?
Yeah.
Like the swinging around?
Yeah. Yeah, the pommel horse.
So that's the same thing. They set that up for both of those events.
Oh, here's the thing.
Do they take the saddle off?
Stems from a wooden horse introduced by the Romans and used to teach mounting and dismounting.
So that's what they used to have, just horses sitting there.
Yeah.
And you gotta do the thing right up into a horse's arse over it.
Bro.
So they have the saddle on the horse and they're doing all those things while the horse is just standing there chopping on.
I think the Olympic sport evolved in that way. I don't think the Romans were doing that super turbo spins.
Well, because they were running around naked with olive oil on, right? The beginning.
Was that a sport? The first
Olympics. Well, no, they were running around with nothing on. I don't know why, with the leaves around their action, just to be fast. I don't know.
They played catch a mask. They just did the 100 with an oily.
It was like the 100. It was like the 100 meter dash, right? But when did they start sprinkling in other events? Was there like at that point, like fighting a lion? Was that part of it? Something. They kind of been strong guy. He got eaten. the original Olympics.
It's intense, but it's fun to watch. That's for sure. And I can drop into some sport I've never heard of, and 3 minutes later, yeah, I'm so invested in the outcome.
For sure.
Because I think part of it is, imagine devoting so much of your life so intensely to something that people have never heard of that is over in 10 seconds.
Or the weightlifting, like lifting you and me on and over their heads.
Yeah.
And just dropping us. Like, oh, that's no big deal. 300 pounds.
Crazy. Crazy that it's been pulled off.
So what have you been doing this week, bud?
Well, Joy had her lady surgery this week.
Okay.
So she's little tender, kind of feeling sorry for herself. She's kind of, crying a little more than she usually does. But by and large, it went pretty well. It's just been summer vibes here, man.
Yeah. Summer vibing?
Summer vibing.
Have you been hitting the PEI a little bit?
No, we didn't this week.
Okay.
Because Indy's playing the soccer. We're going next week, God willing.
Did you coach again or anything like that?
I didn't. I was just sidelining it up.
Nice.
Yeah, but I was into it.
When you're hanging out there, do you just like get the chairs? Do you do the whole setup? You know how the families, some of them have like, it looks like they got a buffet going almost.
Yeah.
They get all set up with
We're grass sitters from way back, but we started bringing chairs.
Chairs is good.
I'll be honest, the chairs are kind of great because my wrists were hurting sitting on the grass, leaning back on my arms the first few weeks, you know?
You start to envy the chair masks, right? When you start looking like, they don't look like they have to shift.
Yeah,
to
at first you're like, oh man, chairs. Really? Bringing chairs? Yeah. Now I'm a big fan of the chair move.
But then you have some of them, like they'll bring like a little tent or like, you know, they're just like snacks. They got food going.
I haven't seen many of those. We're certainly not the food variety folks. But it's great. Indy really likes the game. She's getting better. They're learning. The team's getting better. It's just, at this age, it's still co-ed. And a lot of boys are ball hogs. And they don't necessarily think to pass or want to pass to a girl or whatever. But it's also kind of, it's like Timbit minor hockey. Kind of everyone goes where the ball or puck is.
Yeah.
So I would say the finer strategy hasn't hit them yet.
I like it. So what's come? I got literally like, I'm in Anna's room that's just been finished, and I didn't realize that we need to get a mattress for this bed because it's been in storage for better part of a year.
What's gonna be the move there?
I think it's like I can't leave the house where I walk around and it's like, oh, got to rip to whatever, either Home Depot or Lowe's around here to see it. Like, because that's the other thing. Like, nobody has stock of anything.
No.
Like, even like shop vac bags, can't find them. Like, there's so many things that you go and it's like, they don't have any of that. We had to cut like a 20-foot board because we only needed like a 7-foot board, but you had to buy the extra long ones because they didn't have the shorter ones. Like, it's crazy. It's so much stuff is gone. Everything's out.
Some hardware stores will make the cut for you though.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah. They did the cut for us, but just like, I don't need this extra 9 feet.
Apparently, and there's a microchip shortage in the world. Have you heard of this?
Like for phones and stuff?
Well, yeah, and for computers, but also for cars.
Also, like, it's just back now that cars, there's backlogs?
Yeah, so chips? In broad strokes, there's, I think there's a factory in China, and I don't know if they make the microchips or they make a part of the microchips, and it burnt down. So they are, there's a backlog in these microchips, and there are vehicles all over the world that are 96% done, but they can't ship them till they have the microchip. So
I wonder how long, like, if that makes, like, your brand new 2022 car a 2021 car almost.
Well,
like,
yeah.
In terms of right? Like, if it's not coming out in freaking 3 months, that's a huge backlog, and some people thrive on having the brand new stuff.
I know. So here's the other crazy part. There's a
shaking up the first world here.
Big time. So there's a vehicle shortage because they don't have enough new cars. So people are extending their leases that they have instead of buying new things. But also, in the absence of tourism, a lot of rental car companies are selling off their fleets. They're like, well, we have a Hyundai Elantra you guys can have. People are like, great, I'll buy that. So if you go to rent a car, a lot of rental car companies don't have cars.
Because they're selling them.
Super weird domino effect, but also kind of an interesting lesson in being so reliant on another country to make things that you need to function. Like maybe we shouldn't do that.
I know. Well, I mean that.
Because imagine if another country chose to just say, we're not going to sell them to you.
Well, that's how things used to be, was locally. Everything, you do whatever you can locally. And outside of what you can't get locally, you start getting in other places. And with the growth of, I guess, capitalism and the concept of like trying to fool people into what's being convenient into actually not convenient for the big picture. The convenient for going to one store to get everything you need is more convenient for that company to own, 99% of the market, and then all of a sudden they can decide where that stuff's being made, and that's it. We're at the point now where everything's made everywhere else, and now the world is just one big shipping company.
Which is crazy.
Right? Think about the amount of stuff crossing the oceans when it's really totally unnecessary.
Suez Canal styles.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Like, what the heck am I doing buying peppers from China?
I know, but you have to pay masks here to work enough to work in a factory to do it.
I know. But then if you're like in China, you're like probably eating peppers from, I don't know, somewhere else. Like, it's just so bizarre how it all works.
Right. We're shipping banana tarantulas to Canada.
Yeah. Or like we produce all this oil, but it goes to everybody else. You know, it's just, it's really backwards. And hopefully, the mental giants will actually become the giants instead of wallet giants being the giants. So I don't see that happening anytime soon with, 100 masks, 100 men just crushing it, taking over everything and running the show.
It's been interesting as we try to find furniture or things that we need for the cottage. Like, is your default to look at a local store, or is your default to look at Amazon first?
There is no local stores anymore, I mean, there's the only local, I guess, hardware store would be Home Hardware and then Lowe's. But at this point, it's about stock, and you end up having to go wherever you can to get something. Otherwise, you can't have it.
Right.
And it's like you can't take a stand because there's not the mom and pop idea isn't there. Like, you can see it. Sure, there are places and you support them when you possibly can. Yes. But it's just so few and far between. And when you are a mom and pop, you see how much more difficult it is to try and thrive, because you have to work a lot harder for distribution and getting product. And it's just, but you got to keep fighting, eh, bud?
Got to keep fighting, bud. I see that firsthand through Carol's store.
That's right. See, you have a perfect example of, like, I'm sure, you know, you got to work so much harder than, I don't know, what's the big store that would be selling clothing like that? There's so many of those kind of stores that their distribution and all that's based on how it flows internally and whatever they're trying to do, making cash and gobs of cash as opposed to trying to make something unique and cool.
Yes. Yeah.
I see all the time though on Instagram. There's some great product in her store. Like, it looks great.
Yeah, she's crushing
by
it.
By the way. Yeah.
She's crushing it. And the neat thing is, she, when she opened in the spring, so started ordering kind of late last year or in January or something, like most things, they work kind of a season ahead. So she's already done her buying for holiday this year. And I think she's even done spring next year. So the next thing that she'll buy is for next summer. So you buy quite a bit in advance, is my point. So when she opened the store with a lot of the brands, she had to kind of order out of what was left as opposed to what she would necessarily choose. And she got lots of great stuff to open the store. But this fall, it's been really exciting because stuff is starting to arrive. That's kind of the first season that she actually curated by hand. So kind of had first dibs at, here's all of the things. Which of those things would you choose? And it's really going to ratchet it up even another notch.
Well, I feel like her, all the clothing designs in there and the style, it's really fall oriented. That's almost like the Christmas for that vibe.
Yeah.
Because it's like warm and cozy vibes, all the clothing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, she's really good at it. She has a real handle on style and somehow can predict what's coming next. And the store's crushing it. It's doing great.
Awesome.
Which is amazing.
Wicked. Or do you ever, like, how much time do you spend there?
We go, I guess, about once a week, sometimes every two weeks. I have discovered about myself, and I remember this from her first store, you would think that I would be a good salesperson because I am a pretty friendly guy and like chatting with people. I talk too much. so people will come in, and I'm like, oh, still raining out there? And they're like, sprinkling. And then I'm well, farmers could use the rain, I guess. And suddenly it's 20 minutes later and they're like, anyway, I should go. They stopped and aren't looking at clothes or anything. They just leave. I chat their face off.
Like, it's like the cable guy. As soon as you come in, hey, how are you doing?
Yeah.
You can't not talk to them. They're like, I actually was just looking for clothes, not conversation.
And it really is a skill. It's one I'm not good at, but it's going great, and I'm really happy for her and proud of her. And I often talk about how I admire her outlook. Like some people were like, oh, are you sure about the timing? Lockdown, COVID, pandemic, people moving to online, blah, blah, blah. Carol's feeling is, there are always reasons to say no. You can always talk yourself out of something, right? Having kids, people are like, oh, we're going to wait till we're ready. Well, you never really say, all right, everything's perfect right now, let's do it. It just sort of happens, and you have to find a way to get behind it. And so there are a million reasons not to do anything all the time. And there's only one reason to do it, and that's because you want to, or you have to, or something is telling you in your heart that it's something you need to do. So I like that she's kind of fearless. Like, it was open for a month, and then we were in lockdown for a month.
Yeah.
But she just kind of braved the storm, and now it's all guns a-blazing.
Well, I love it. I'm also got to say how I've been impressed with how Lisa's been driving this whole deal.
Yeah.
For the last, like, 6 months, man. She's just been killing it. She did so much work getting the house prepared to pack, and with Wendy just like organizing everything in the house before it was sent up and done. So she's just been like plowing through, like right now she's just going through continually, like doesn't stop. Soon she wakes up, there's just noise of organizing and getting ready, and the vision too. She's like, we're months away. I'm like, I think we're only like 3 weeks away. She's like, don't be an idiot. We're months away. Like, she didn't say idiot, but like, come on. There's like, we're at least 3 months away. I'm like, really? No, I don't think. Nope.
Just knows.
So she sees it like when you're sitting and it's all decorated and finished. And I'm like seeing it like when you can sit down in a room, it's done.
Yeah.
But yeah. So,
the new place is months away.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The new
place. Oh, like
yeah.
You're months away from like having people over or anything.
Well, no, months away from truly being settled, you know, like just the amount of work that has to be done. So, it's not like tradespeople coming in to do anything, it's more decorative.
Right. You know?
That's, yeah.
Well, there's layers, man. Yeah.
We have everything. That's the thing. Like it's more like there's so many boxes in the basement. The basement's still full of like stuff, and like when you bring stuff in so fast, like I still don't know where clothes are, or you know, like I've been wearing the same t-shirt for 3 days. You know, that kind of thing where you're trying to you're doing so much else that you're not thinking about like you know, where certain things are,
because right.
They're just buried in the basement. And you have to kind of slowly take things up every day. Now that the dust is mostly gone, like, because we just, I'd say 30% of the house still has covered floors in the foyer and stuff. But everything else has been taken away, so the dust is going away. But I still think we need to have, like, construction cleaners come in once all that stuff is out. Just because of the dust that you don't know about that could be here.
So you're doing all the floors throughout the whole house while you're at it? Or are you going to do the ones that you need to do now, then chip away at the rest?
No, we did everything.
Yeah, now's the time.
All the floors. Yeah, for sure. Everything's done. The only thing that's not done now is tile in the bathrooms. But that's it.
That you can do.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
We got that tile, man. It is. It's so exciting. And it's insane, but it's worth it. Like, you just got to push through, and that's it. It's been a long road. I'd say this kind of started, I don't know, a few, 4 years
ago. Wow, I guess it has.
Yeah, yeah. Like, when we first were going to sell the house, and we decided, and then... because we put it up and then took it off and then put it back on, right? So that mindset of the first time you're going to sell it, that was a long time ago. And at that moment, I was like, I'm ready to go. So here we are now, exactly where we want to be. And I'm stoked for that. It's been a long rip, for sure.
You got your nest all sorted.
The nest is sorted, man. It's, you know, that's it. You got to find a home. Find some home.
Got to find a home.
Past that, I traded up the lake for grapes.
Lake for grapes and lake for space.
Yeah, the view for space. It's a nice view. The lake was nice to look at all the time, believe me. But I'll take space and fancy flowers.
And is Rebs like, nice. What are we doing here? When are we going back to that other place?
Rebs is actually in his heaven right now.
Is he?
With our friend Michelle, yeah. He's with Dolly.
Oh, yeah, he is.
His
baby mama.
Old dog. Yeah, so he's having a good time.
I was thinking about that when we were in the barn this morning, and I was in the tack room, and the cat came in, and that's where the cat hangs out in the winter when it's cold. Yep. And I was thinking,
yeah.
Does the cat think, oh, yeah, this is the room that I go to in the winter when it's cold? Or does the cat just think, that man is in the room, so I'm going to follow him in there? Like, do cats think of seasons?
Well, I think
it's winter again?
I'm sure. No, but I'm sure that the cat sees that place as its bed or whatever, sleeping place. Like, they see it as their home.
But it only sleeps there in the winter.
I know, but it's still part of the home. That's, I'm sure, like, when it gets cold, that's where I crash. So there's, like, an A and a B. There's an A and a B home.
Like, how much for the cat? How much of what an animal does is instinct, and how much of what an animal does is based on thought and memory?
Well, a lot of memory and thought, because you can notice that they like certain things. They have favorite stuff to do. You know what I mean? So that's all in the realm of like feel and understanding. So it's not just like nothing. You know, there's definitely, because they have favorite places they will go, places they don't go, places they avoid, people they like, people they don't like, people they, you know what I mean? I heard a thing that dogs are amazing. They have amazing communication skills with other animals. Like, they understand what other animals are feeling better than other animals. I don't know what the hell the point of that is, but just it gives you an idea that dogs can understand a lot more than what we think they can. Hmm. Like, when I'm talking to Rebel, I feel like he understands exactly what I'm saying. Because I'll say, whether to go outside or there's a goose. He's like, looks to the backyard. He knows that that's where the gooses are at. You know, if I say mouse, he'll look at a bush. Because he's like, he remembers catching a mouse at that bush. You know, like there's a lot of stuff that's like, yeah, that's my thing, and I know that, and this is my territory, and I know every area, and they protect their home, you know, like, that's dogs. I don't know as much about cats, but I know they're very understanding of their whereabouts, and they have, like, routes, and they do, like, Tim's cat, he's, like, will go out in the backyard and just, like, sit under a bush and wait for mice to rip and come and hit it, and then, like, he says... he never used to let Farfel, his cat, out. And now that he lets her out, she's like, her personality is way more chill because she's actually having fun.
Oh, really?
And partying. Yeah, it's like affecting her mood. So all that kind of stuff. Yeah, their personality is more about the their communication understanding. I really do think they get everything that you're telling them.
Our barn cat was feral. And we were gifted him by a kind woman down the way. And when he got here, he was like, don't touch me, man. I'm serious. Don't touch me. And it took a while. But over time, he learned. Oh, and he also came from a place where there were 13 cats kind of fighting for food. And it was kind of survivor mode. So here, he has a pretty good life. Lots of food. And took a while, but I earned his trust and love and affection. And now nice. It's all he cares about in the world is getting some head scratches and some love. And he purrs like crazy and he can't wait to see us. But if we see him in the yard, he's like, pretend like you don't know me. Yeah. He wants nothing to do with
us. That's it.
Only in the safe confines of the barn. He's like, yo, remember me? But out in the world, he's like, look the other way if you see me.
Yeah, well, that's I think that's more like, this is how I have to act in public. You got to deal with that more than like, don't take it personal.
Yeah.
Right, because they're focused on, that's they're in the predatory mode, right?
I guess so. He's like, I can't talk right now.
Yeah, it's like, I'm busy, man. This is my gig. I smell something.
It's pretty fascinating.
Are cats more visual or because dogs sniff stuff out? Cats, are they looking around? They
good
see
question.
Stuff?
I don't know. Cats are just pretty aloof. Cats kind of do their own thing.
I know they have good sense. Like they know, and they're always rubbing up and they leave their stink like other things. But I just wonder if when they're trying to catch something.
Hmm.
I know they're sneaky masks. They like to move around without making any noise.
But I think they, dogs, like any animal, they can respond to energy. This cat can climb up the walls of the barn. Well, like anything, we're going through a CRA audit. I think our auditor responds to energy.
Yeah.
I have fashioned a good friendship with him.
By the way, CRA audit. Wow, yeah. That's fun.
He's from, this gentleman's from Thunder Bay. And
yeah.
I think it's probably, Carol is an accountant by trade, and numbers aren't really my jam. But I've learned through her that if numbers are your jam, like sifting through a bunch of numbers and understanding them and making them work and add up and all that stuff, that's pretty cool. That's really fun for you if you're into numbers. So I think you probably go into a job like that because you like numbers and it interests you and whatever. But if you're working for CRA, I assume everyone you call is like, oh man, this guy, right? It's not a fun opening volley. And people are probably trying to dodge you and probably trying to lie to you and trying to mislead.
My concern about that is just like the hoops, the necessary hoops you have to go through just to open up your books or whatever, like in the nonstop questions. Like, oh, it's like tax time times 1,000, right?
Yes. But this guy was like, you know what? I just need to see a couple of things. And our business is like, it's unique. We have these trailers for movies. That's not something that everyone's like, oh yeah, a movie trailer business. That's unique. There are unique expenses and needs and whatever for that. So he said, I just need to see a few things. I was like, yeah, cool. No problem whatsoever. So I thought, you know what? He's a human being. I'm a human being. I'm going to sign the email, your friend, Jonathan. when I talk to him, I'm going to ask if he has plans for the long weekend. And I'm going to ask if he watched the soccer game. Sure. So I thought I was really making inroads because he's like, he just asked for a couple things. And then my father-in-law was here for dinner last night and I was talking about the audit and how well it was going. And he said, what, did he just ask for a couple of things? I was like, yeah, he just asked for a couple of things. He's like, yeah, that's what they do. They ask for a couple of things and then they keep asking for just a couple more things. Can I see a couple more things? I'm going to need a couple more things. So I thought I was really making inroads with my friend. And he's like, yeah, he's just doing his job. But
my favorite is the seeing if he can do something over the weekend.
Yeah,
that's classic.
Plans for the weekend, or
what are you gonna go? You want to go grab dinner or something?
Oh, I wasn't asking if he wanted to make plans with me.
Oh, I thought that's what you were saying.
Yeah. Do you want to go to Boston Pizza for some spin dip?
Yeah, that's what I thought you were saying.
You know what? Let's grab some spin dip and talk it out.
Come on. Hey, man, you want to go, like, I don't know, like, what the hell? We're go golfing or something? You're like, I don't really golf, but I'll go golfing.
It's actually a genius strategy. If you come on really strong and the guy's like, oh, my God, this guy calling me again. I should call him a lot to the point where he's like, I got to shake this loser. Yes.
You gotta audit him, but you're audit him just on hanging out.
The boomerang. Like,
I brought you some Timbits, right? You just show up where he is.
Well, I asked him if he had a direct email address because this, like, replying to CRA auditor, I feel like if we're gonna be in regular contact, like, do you have not like auditor@hotmail.com, but like, do you have a direct email I can use? And he was not feeling that.
Oh my God, because he's going to take you over the coals. Yeah. And he's like, he's going to hide his identity afterwards.
Yeah.
That's why he's from Thunder Bay. Like, you're so far away, man. That's crazy. Yeah.
So yesterday I answered the phone. I was like, hi, blank. And he said, hi. And I said, you're my only friend in Thunder Bay. So when it said Thunder Bay on the phone, I figured it must be you. And he's like, oh.
He's like, no, 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 I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Here to see why.
You're saying that now.
Oh, my God.
So I asked him if he watched the soccer game. And he's like, no, I didn't. I was working. And I was like, oh, man, too bad. And he said, but, you know, it was nice that we won a gold after two bronzes. And I was like, exactly. And Christine Sinclair getting her due. Mostly, I just want him to know, like, I know you're just doing your job. I know you're a human being. Like, we can still be cool.
I think if I was in that position, like, the the more, I don't know, it's like, yeah, the bugging him so he'll settle down and not bother as much might work, but like, anytime anyone's trying to be too sweet, I'm like, I think I'm going to ask him a couple more questions.
Yeah, wait a sec. Now. It's fishy.
Hold on. Why?
I had a friend.
What's this under this well here? Can you lift this? All of a sudden, there's like a bunch of gold on your property underneath.
I had a friend named Stuart in high school who was super friendly, very polite, really nice guy. And I crossed the border back from the States with him. And they said, how are you doing today? And he said, very well, sir. And how are we? And the guy was like, pull the car over, please. Like,
oh, no.
Just
no.
Like, okay, wait a sec. We got a live one here.
You outdid yourself. Oh, man. That's too much. So that's classic.
Years ago, I was having a regular correspondence with a woman named Gina at CRA. And I changed my outgoing voicemail message to say, if this is Gina, please leave a message. I haven't heard from you in a couple of weeks, and I've been worried sick. If this is anyone else, don't bother. And she called and heard the message.
No.
And she called, and after the beep, I heard a giggle, and then she hung up. And then she called back again to, like, listen or play it for a colleague or something, and didn't leave a message. Like, if this is anyone else, don't bother. I don't care. Gina, please, are you okay? Just let me know you're okay.
Oh, man.
So then Gina was in PEI, and when she did call, I was like, did you go down to see Regis when he was over? Oh, tried to go full Andrea on her, and she's like, I did. Yeah.
No, it didn't work at all.
No, it man. Didn't work.
Yeah.
But she did go see Regis.
I know, but it's just every time it like just boils you in hot water no matter
what. So tell me, what's Thunder Bay like this time of year?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I hear there's all kinds of like geology rocks they're using in the new Apple phones. Can you tell me about that?
He wants to party, though. That's the thing. I can hear it in his voice. He really wants to.
Yeah, he's a great guy with Nora's buddy, you say?
But
he's
I do think there is a sweet
he won't
spot
open up.
Of, like, I'm not hiding anything. I'm not hiding anything, but I feel like when he asks questions, I don't understand them because money's not my world. But I also know that I would rather be the middle person than Carol. Yeah. So that's why I'm trying to keep it light.
Why? Doesn't she understand that world better?
She does, but she is so serious about it and so good at it that I'm worried she would commit to doing way more work for him than he necessarily needs. Right? She could say, I can give you 7 years of receipts for everything. But that's not necessary at this point.
But isn't it, though? Wasn't it make his job easier?
Yeah, but it doesn't make hers easier. And he's not asking for that. He's just like, hey, Q1 of 2020, let's see it. Okay.
Gotcha. How long do you think this is going to go on for?
I don't know. It's our second one in a year. So,
is he like holed up in like the local hotel just working on you?
Well, no, I think unless he has a cell phone, it was starting to feel like I was his full-time job because we spoke 4 or 5 times this week.
I got a case out in Truro. I know. I gotta be there for 2 months.
Gonna keep pulling on that thread.
He's at that Hilton by the right? He's at the Hilton. That's where he's hanging out.
With binoculars trained on my house. But basically, here's the thing that he said, ultimately. Hey, just in future, if you could do it this way, that would be great. No problem. He didn't say, go back and do it this way over again. Like, he's very reasonable.
Yeah, that's good, for sure. Well, it's not like you're doing anything illegal anyway.
Well, plus we're friends, so it's, you know, I think it's a little murky for
plus
him.
Plus you're buddies.
Yeah.
You guys have a lot in common.
He had no plans for the long weekend. He was just going to relax.
You got to ask him if he's going to that Ukrainian crepes place. What's it called? Hoydos or something?
Oh, I don't know. There's one there?
Yeah, it's like a famous.
I should tell him
Thunder Bay.
We're coming. Like, we're coming to Thunder Bay. Do you have any restaurants you recommend? See if he offers to let us stay with him.
We're coming. P.S. We don't know anything about the area and would love some help.
We're just like looking for like tour guides or like a place to stay. Like, we don't have anything.
We're here. Hey, we're here.
And imagine we're like, and obviously it's not a business trip. So we're looking to cut costs in some ways. Anyway. Good chat, bud.
Hey, bud. Good chat. No, let's talk to you next week, bud.
Yeah. We'll get the update on the house.
Yeah.
Bye now.
All right. All right.